morning, Yoni. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, come on in. Let's talk rainbows very briefly. A little bit about rainbows. Tomorrow we'll have Rashi with a little more time. I don't want to take too much time on Rosh Chodesh. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu select the rainbow as the symbol? What's the symbolism of a rainbow? So the immediate answer would be because rainbows occur after the rain. It signals the end of a rainstorm. It signals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once swamped the world with a flood and is holding back because of the pact that he established with Noah, but that's circular logic. The rainbow only signals the end of the rain because HaKadosh Baruch Hu established it in Parshas Noah. Could have been other signs that would have signaled the end of a rainstorm. You know, it's a big machlokas we've shown him. Was this the first time human beings saw a rainbow? Sounds like this is the first time. No, it sounds like this is the first time in 1600 years people saw rainbows. It's a machlokas we've shown him. But in theory, if there was a rainbow before the Mabul, so everyone had been accustomed to associating the rainbow with the end of a rainstorm. So this was just a suitable symbol for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to signal that throughout history, the rain will end. People just, when you see a rainbow, you know that the rainstorm has been completed. But there's obviously something deeper to the rainbow, especially if this is the first rainbow human beings saw. So then there's something more inherent about the rainbow that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to convey. So the Ramban says as follows, and I'll tell you what, something I believe in addition, right? There's multiple symbols. Hashem can choose one icon that layers multiple systems. So the Ramban says that the rainbow is meant to be an inverted bow and arrow. What does that mean? For 1600 years, people assumed that Hashem was angry and that Hashem was militant, because human beings were in states of violence, they murdered each other, a lot of hostility. That's a natural state of human beings when there's strife, when there's competition, and people imagine their gods to be similar to human nature. Right? In Greek mythology, many of the gods are warriors. In ancient paganism, they're warrior gods, they assist kings in conquering other kingdoms and other cultures and other empires. And more or less, that's what humanity has seen. They've seen expulsion from Gan Eden, they've seen curses for Cain, they've seen a lot of consequences, they've seen Dor Enosh. There's a lot of suffering. And human beings assume that Hashem was angry, because human beings get angry, human beings are jealous, and when you live in a pagan world, in Masei De Adam, you project human values and human experiences to your gods. And Avram was really the first person to discover that Hashem's not angry and Hashem's compassionate, and Avram discovered a moral energy in this world. And the climax of Avram's career was the debunking of human sacrifice. Hashem doesn't want blood. We'll talk about this in a few weeks in Parshas Vayera, the Akedah. Avram was the first person to discover that Hashem is Mali Racham and B'chesed. That's why he was a Baal Chesed, not just a philosopher. So this is the start. This is the path to monotheism. After the world has been destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching humanity, I'm not angry at you. I don't have a bow and arrow in heaven that I'm shooting arrows at you. In fact, I'm going to invert the bow. In ancient cultures, you know how you indicated surrender or the cessation of hostilities? You took the bow and you inverted it. It's like a white flag. You took the bow that was direct. Remember, bows, archers are the most effective in ancient warfare, the most effective weapon, because you can kill at a distance, as opposed to knives and spears and swords. So you took the bow that had been directed against your enemy, and you inverted it and directed it against yourself, to show that I'm not here to fight. I'm not hostile. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, according to Ramban, is taking a concept of a bow and inverting it. So people thought that there was a bow facing from heaven, and Hashem says, no, I'm going to take that bow and invert and turn the bow to myself. So going to the Rambam, it's not that much the color, it's more the shape. But I think that there's something about the color. And it's only because we understand how a rainbow works and through modern science that we can best appreciate it. What's the secret? What's the secret? What's at the core of the rainbow? Okay, when you look, don't look at anything, just look at the space around you. You're seeing nothing, right? If you look at the Benjamin's shirt, you see blue. If you just look at the space in front of you, it's invisible light. You're not seeing any color. What's really happening is quite the inverse. When I'm looking at air, I'm seeing all the colors together, the entire spectrum. So I'm seeing all the colors together, I'm not seeing anything. We're looking at Benjamin's shirt, so all the light waves are hitting your shirt. All the other light waves are reflecting back or bouncing back, but the blue light waves of the spectrum, whatever part of the spectrum they occupy, are being absorbed by your shirt. So your shirt looks blue. So what does it basically mean? What's color? What does color mean? Color means it's a lesson. It's a scientific lesson. That sometimes there's everything, and since it's everything, you can't see everything. You can't see it. Sometimes everything means invisibility. And only by partial sight can you start to see something. So I'm only seeing part of the spectrum, therefore I can see your color. The rainbow is that once in a while reminder that sometimes everything is invisible and you can't see it because it's everything, because it's the all-encompassing reality. So the rainbow breaks through a prism, breaks light, shows you all the colors of the spectrum, and reminds you that basically every day of your life you're seeing all the colors because they're everything and they're all encompassing, you can't see them. So the doctrine of a rainbow is that everything is invisible. What does that sound like? Who is everything? Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you don't see him all the time. So Hashem's saying the rainbow is not just a symbol of my traits that I'm compassionate, as Ramban said. The rainbow is the closest thing. What does it mean to have a symbol of Hashem? That's heresy. Hashem is no symbol. Hashem is nothing physical. There's nothing that can... The only thing that can represent Hashem is something that signals invisibility. Get it? It's a very deep concept. Only the rainbow can possibly signal Hashem, because the rainbow isn't important unto itself. The rainbow just reminds us that when there's no rainbow, you're still seeing all those colors because it's everything and it's all encompassing. You can't see any of it because it's the total sweep. And the only way you can see Hashem is basically through partial. I can see the part of Hashem that my mind can grasp, and the part of Hashem, the part of Torah that my mind can grasp. I can see colors of Torah. I can see partial colors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to maintain the metaphor. And I think part of the reason that it was inserted here is because I think people for thousands of years had a hard time seeing that. They saw Hashem. I don't think the interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was as immersive as we feel it is. They felt Hashem when they were punished. They felt Hashem when there was a marble. But to sense the overwhelming omnipresence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a day-to-day basis, Shavisa Hashem and Agni Sabbat, that's also part of the march towards monotheism, and to bring Hashem into every part of your life. So it's a really, really deep concept, which I think you can only understand in modern physics. Again, the rainbow represents, it's a message that when you see everything, you see nothing. And once in a while, you got to see them all in order to realize that you're seeing it all and you're seeing nothing. And that's why he represents Hashem. That you're, where's Hashem right now? Well, he's in your breath, because while you're breathing, he's in your health, and he's in the building, standing, he's in the sun. So you don't see him, because every single part of our reality is being driven by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's hard for us to see that total reality. We see as best as much as we can. But if you think about it, you should be able to see Hashem in every single part of reality, and that's what makes it so hard to see Hashem. Okay, that's a very, very interesting. I never saw it anywhere, but I think it's a very interesting translation. Okay, tomorrow Rashi's. Have a Chodesh Tov, everyone. Chodesh Tov.